The father of a woman repatriated from a Syrian refugee camp is devastated that a court has rejected a push for women and children held alongside her to be returned. A federal court judge has ruled the Australian government does not have a legal obligation to repatriate 31 Australian women and children who have been forcibly held in a Syrian detention camp for 4 years. Save the Children launched the legal fight for their return, hopeful previous repatriations of women and children would be relied on by the court to force the federal government's hand. The Morrison government repatriated a group in 2019 and 4 women and 13 children were returned by the Albanese government in October 2022. Save the Children CEO Matt Tinkler says the organisation is considering its appeal options.
Save the Children remains of the view that the Australian government does not need a legal ruling in order to do the right thing. They've demonstrated in the past on a number of occasions that they can repatriate Australian citizens to safety. And whilst innocent and highly vulnerable children remain in one of the most difficult places in the world to be a child, the Australian government should really just get on and do the right thing and get the job done and bring those kids home.